Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Joust by Mercedes Lackey. Narrated by Ryan Burke. 1. The hot wind out of the desert withered everything in its path, including anyone so foolish as to be out in the sun at midday. It carried reddish dust and sand on its wings, and used both to scour whatever it did not wither. It did not howl, for it had no need to howl and rage for its power to be felt. It only needed to be what it was, relentless, inescapable, implacable, and ceaseless. This was the dry season, the season when the wind called Chemisene was king. It kept out the sea of sand, bearing with it the furnace heat that drove man and beast into shelter if they were wise, and sucked the moisture and life out of everything. The earth was baked as hard as bricks, as hot beneath a bare foot as the inside of an oven. Add to that the hammer of the sun, which joined with the Chemisene in a conspiracy to dry up all life. Nothing moved during the Chemisene at midday, not even slaves. Except serfs like Vetch, Alton serfs, the spoils of war, who were less valuable than slaves. Little Vetch hunched his shoulders against the pitiless glare of the sun above him, and licked his lips gone dry and cracked in the heat, as dry and cracked as the earth under his feet. The walls of his master's compound offered some protection from the wind, but none from the sun. To his left, the back wall of tan mud brick around Kefti the Fat's workshop and house cast no shade at all on the path upon which he trudged. To his right, lower walls of the same material surrounded his